facts from Saturday, as we touched on, which suggests he's thriving. He does rise 2 kilos, but tackles the same grade, and this is certainly no harder. If there's a slight query, it's probably the barrier, but Rory Hutchins rode the horse really well last start, and knowing that he's got a fit horse under him, I think that'll allow him to be positive from the gates and try and slot in somewhere. And I'd be very surprised if he isn't finding out the finish again, Andrew.
Okay, $3.20 is its quote right now with Tab Fixed Odds. So the three for Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales. Race one, number one, Lipizan at $7. Race seven, number six, Beau Guess at $3.80. And race eight, number three, Redouble at $3.20. And you'll be on the web page and also on the Twitter. Your full thoughts for every race will be released in a couple of hours.
Yeah, that's right. Just working through them now. So they're the three best, but I'll colour in all the rest of the races and we'll get a full tip sheet up there in the next few hours or so.
Righto. Watch out for that. You can go to racingnsw.com.au. Hey, enjoy tomorrow, Brad. Thanks for your time, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew, and good luck to the punters.
Brad Gray there from Racing New South Wales. So monitoring the weather, just maybe a few showers through the day leading into Canterbury. We'll have a preview of Canterbury a little while later after 11 o'clock. After our news break, it'll be that full preview for Snake Gully Cup Day. And Ron Duffacy, Mike Fraser, all on show tomorrow morning from 6:30. The likes of Michael Hawks, Joe Pride, Adrian Bott, Bjorn Baker, Paul Massara, Ty England, Jason Coyle. They'll be all wrapping up their chances tomorrow morning in our preview hour or interview hour between 7 and 8 tomorrow morning. And there's a good race in Brisbane tomorrow too. Race 8, the Keep Now Quality, to be run at 12 minutes past 5 our time. Talking with Rex Lipp this morning, the trainer of In His Stride, they're very much expecting the horse will be right in the mix tomorrow. There's an early one for Brisbane. Race 8, number 11 tomorrow. In His Stride. After the news break, it'll be the preview for Gundagai.
Racing HQ is brought to you by the Tab app. Proudly made by punters for punters. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. A Brazilian heavyweight UFC fighter has been charged for allegedly using a boomerang to attack a fellow fighter in a street brawl in Sydney CBD. The 40-year-old threw the boomerang at the 29-year-old outside a hotel on George Street yesterday. He will face court next month. The body of a missing kayaker has been found at New South Wales Central Coast Lake. Police recovered the body of a 44-year-old man and his red kayak at Tugra Lake yesterday. He had been missing since Wednesday afternoon. A three-month-old baby is fighting for life this morning after a three-car smash on the New South Wales South Coast yesterday. Two cars collided while travelling northbound at Falls Creek before crashing into a third car. A woman in her 60s who was driving one of the cars in the initial crash was also flown to hospital and remains in a serious but stable condition. And a man has been charged with high-range drink driving after ordering 200 hash browns through a McDonald's drive-thru. The 30-year-old man became aggressive after he was told there'd be no chicken nuggets on the breakfast menu. Police were called to the car park where they found the man to be three times over the drink drive limit. In sport, Australian selectors have announced their 13-man squad for the first Ashes test. Cameron Bancroft has replaced Matt Renshaw as opener, while Tim Payne has secured the wicket-keeping spot. WA's Sean Marsh is back in the squad for Australia's number 6 spot, and the backup bowlers are Jackson Bird and Chad Sayers. Meanwhile, the first Women's Ashes T20 will take place tonight at North Sydney Oval. Manly Sea Eagles coach Trent Barrett has re-signed for a further 2 seasons, while former Cronulla CEO Lyle Gorman is the club's new CEO. The Kangaroos will take on Samoa tonight in the World Cup quarter-final in Darwin, and the Gillaroos won their World Cup opener yesterday, defeating Cook Islands 58-4. And round 7 of the A-League continues tonight with Brisbane Roar hosting Melbourne City. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio takes you racing all around New South Wales. This Monday, we're off to Muswellbrook for the Cup Prelude meeting ahead of Cup Day on December 8th. Race morning at 10, get the winners here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
It's a game changer. This is the Harvey Norman flagship store.
Phase one of our new look urban store is now open. Computers and electrical reimagined.
You think it's big? It's a football field.
Immerse yourself in a shopping experience unlike any other.
This is a global standard. The manufacturers have worked with Harvey Norman to create this unique experience.
The new computer and electrical flagship experience. Harvey Norman Auburn, 250 Parramatta Road.
You must come and have a look at what we've done.
Sublime sporting talent and a few laughs as well. The Legends of League are descending on Central Coast Stadium for a tournament like no other this Saturday. 90 rugby league legends across six teams will play for over $100,000 in prize money. In aid of the Mark Hughes Foundation, marvel at the trademark skills of Menzies, Badiris, Talis and Saylor. With Shannon Knoll live after the grand final. See your heroes from yesteryear. Get your tickets from Ticketek for the Legends of League this Saturday at Central Coast Stadium.
Warm and welcoming, the Orie is one of Mudgee's most iconic hotels and a popular setting for all occasions. There's live music Friday and Saturday night, accommodation just upstairs or next door, schnitty nights Wednesday and Thursdays, and on Mudgee Cup Eve, the Mudgee Cup Calcutta and charity auction. Come and help the Orie support the Black Dog Institute. The Oriental Hotel, your friendly local hotel. Find us at 6 Lewis Street, Mudgee, or go to orientalhotel.com.au.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love our big projected tote pools on the racing action this weekend. On Saturday, there's a $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens. And Saturday night, we've got $10,000 projected first four pools on the first four races at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. Don't miss a minute of the action with Sky Racing live on the Tab app. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 10 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Great day of racing today. Gundagai, the Snake Gully Cup. Len Toes is there. Morning, Len.
Good morning, Sean.
You excited? You pumped? You ready to roll?
Oh, well, I'm ready enough.
Good on you, Len. What's the day like?
Overcast day at the moment. Mm-hmm. It was a nice sunshiny day about 7 o'clock. And then it's a bit overcast now, but I'm pretty sure it'll clear away to a fine day. The bit of overcast cloud is starting to clear away. So I think we're looking at a very fine day for a great day of racing.
Terrific. Now, how have you rated the track today, Len?
The track's a good three. We put 3 mils of irrigation on it yesterday because of the huge amount of rain that was predicted for us. And we missed all the rain. Wagga, Albury and all those places got their share. But we only got 4 mils. And the track in a good three condition.
All right, terrific. So all in all, good three. A little bit of cloud, but that should clear away to a beautiful afternoon. You saddle up again tomorrow, the hair of the dog tomorrow.
Yeah, we line up again tomorrow, and we'll see how we recover from today. And as I've always said, tomorrow is the recovery day, full on.
Just always remember, Len, champions don't give in easily. Go hard or go home.
That is exactly right.
Right, good on you, Len. Good luck there today.
Thanks very much, Sean.
Len Tozer there at Gundagai today. Fantastic day's racing, and it's the Snake Gully Cup. John Scorse is there as well. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, look, a little bit of grey skies around, but they didn't get anywhere near the rain that was predicted yesterday at Gundagai. So we're on a good track, Sean. Got to admit, most of the form I'd done was for at least a soft. May still end up there. Who knows? But mate, look, a terrific program, of course, to showcase money. And you're going to get good fields, and that's what they are. A few scratchings, but, mate, all in all, it looks like a fabulous day's racing. The fields are really competitive races.
All right. Now, the first day today is a maiden, and we've got scratchings of 9 Passiri, 12 Lady Marionette, 15 Ephraim, 16 King Hurrah. Now, 7 Beltoneur, $2.80, 2 for Sox, $8, 14 Bondi Court. Is 7, sorry, I better get these in the order here. I'll start at the top. 7 Beltoneur, $2.80. Now, 3 Dundalk is $5. 4 Northern Moonlight at 6. 10 Event at $6.50. 2 Four Socks at 8. And then 13 or longer.
Yeah, sure. I'm with the favourite here. 7, 3, 2, 10. Belchenour, look, formerly with the Godolphin team, it's an ad valorem mare, and it's only lightly tried as well. So, look, down the coast there, Natalie Jarvis at Maruya, she does a good job with the horses she's got. And obviously, when you're gonna pick a $30,000 maiden, Sean, they're not here for, you know, just to make up the numbers. You've got to bring your horse here ready. So no official trial. The form around it at the provincials was strong enough, and I felt, like it's drawn nicely here, you know, a couple away from the fence. So I'm going to go Belchenour on top. But look, very keen to have a look at these in the yard. Some of these I don't know. I do know Dundalk. Luke Pepper used to have this horse. Now with Joey Cleary, its debut effort, well, it chased home Il Bandito at the carnival there at Wagga, and then it only had one more run, and that was on a soft seven. Just didn't seem to like it. A soft seven it was, Sean, but it absolutely pelted down that day, and they called the meeting off after the race. So, look, resuming here from a wide gate, he's a giant big fella, so it mightn't hurt him the outside barrier. A 2-4 Sox, resuming Tony Newing, bringing a couple down from Gosford. So, again, you're not going to drive down from Gosford to Gundagai without some type of chance. It was placed at Bathurst and Mudgee, and then down the track at Tamworth before a spell. So, resuming here, Richie Bensley and a nice gate. And at 10, I put into the tipsy event. I'll overlook the first up run on the soft six. The form last prep was really strong from it. So, Nick Haywood or Team Haywood there teaming up, it could be a chance. But, yeah, look, keen to have a look at them in the yard. 7-3-2-10.
Okay, race two, Tango. 1, Karingal Star. 5, Equal Balance. 6, Victar. 7, Rina Viata. Number 13, Red Hot Tango. 14, Bathurstian. 9, Osahazy, 260. 2, Forever New York, 350. 3, for Manor Lad, 7. 4, Cattle Dog Cod, 8, along with number 8. 1 more for Mama, then 12 or better.
Yeah, I think it's the best bet of the day here, Forever New York, Sean. 2, 9, 8, and 4. Look, I've always had a bit of time for him, but he was a little bit... His race smarts weren't that good last preparation. He was a little bit too keen a few times. Gee, I like the way he looked at Wagga, and he sat up on top of a hot pace, and he got to the front himself. Canterup had a bit of race fitness on him and got him down late in the piece. I like the gate for him, and up to an 1180 class 3. He looks beautifully placed, so I'm going to go with him. I think he's in for good prep, Sean, and I'll make him a good thing at the 350. Look, obviously a big danger here, Osahazy. Pretty talented, and she's got the inside gate today. She just outpaced them from the outside last time, beating that was a class 1. Look, obviously the record speaks for itself, 2 wins, 3 places from 5, and again the 54 and back crest in the saddle. I think that's nearly a Quinella. Look, 8 for 3rd here, which is 1 more for Mama. She's been really good the last couple of runs, and again, look, she'll shape up pretty well against this mob. And I thought 4 was probably best of the rest. Cattle Dog Cod again for Kerry Weir. Caelan Nisbet in the saddle. It's lightly raced, but it's showing really good potential. So I expect it can run well also. Look, I just like him as a progressive type for Revenue York, and I think he's got the wood on these. 2 are special, 9, 8, and 4.
Put a line through 3, Mosh Vane. 13 was Forbidden. 15, Marzina. 16, Tixan out of race 3. Now 4, Tully Toff, 280. Tinkachini, $4. 2, Corruptible at 6. 12 Serious Charge, 7, then $11 or better.
Yeah, Sean, look, I made it 4, 10, 2 and 8. I'm with the favourite here. He was pretty unlucky to run into Highway 66 on debut, wasn't he, Tully Toff? He tried brilliantly prior to that. So I'm with Gary Colvin again here. Nick Souquet in the saddle. You wouldn't get much stronger form than what it ran into last time. So I'll go Tully Toff on top. Look, I was with Caccini first up. It just wanted another couple of strides. The 1,000 was a little short for there. The 1,100 and a nice gate, Caelan Nisbet and Norm Gardner. It'll run well for sure. Then you've got 2 Corruptible, Sean. This showed a bit of a trialled up okay behind Zardava before its debut. It was behind Star Aspiration and Grey Storm. It was on the Acton, but, gee, that was a pretty strong form line race. I'm keen to have a look at this in the yard. Lenny Hodgson, he's a good man with a horse. Jeff Penzer in the saddle. I've got to have it in there somewhere. And I thought best of the rest would be 8, Wolf of Peter Street. Both its runs have been really good. It comes out of that same race Caccini went round in last time. And Nick Haywood for his father, Fonzie. It's got to be a chance as well. But, oh, look, you expect a strong maiden when you put up a $40,000 race. And that's exactly what they've got. I think you'll find the form might hold up pretty well here, Sean. 4, 10, 2 and 8.
Take out 1 Melzoom, number 2 Gazamba, 5 Simply Striking, and 6 Rosberg from the 4th. 3 Royal Casino, 270. 7 Rugenbrow, 350. 9 Woomera, $5.50. 10 Takooka Cod is $7.50. 4 South Africa, $8.50. Then 11 or better.
He needs a couple of looks, doesn't he, Takooka Cod? Yeah. Conti. He got me a few times. 7349, mate. The good boom on this Rugenbrow. The spruik was huge for it first up. If maiden win on the Acton was dynamite, it showed a really good turn of foot that day. And then, look, it was pretty easy in the market, and it got a mile back behind Flash in the Dark, Territorial, Denman Diva. Well, gee, Denman Diva and Territorial have both won since, and Flash in the Dark didn't have much go its way at Goulburn last Saturday. So the form around it is first class, and it's really changed complexion this race with all the scratching, Sean. So I'm with Rugenbrow, Lukey Pepper and Matty Carl here. I've got it on top pretty clearly now. Royal Casino is only lightly raced. A good win on debut at Bathurst. Won a field of three there. But, gee, it was pretty good behind Territorial. I think you'll find the form out of that will be pretty strong. Marrock's in on Sunday at Canberra. So it's going to run well. Look, the gate doesn't really worry me too much with it. It can actually help some horses. Look, 4 for 3rd here, South Africa. Was good last preparation, a couple of his runs. Again, when I put him in, Sean, I was expecting a little bit of give in the track. He won't get it, or who knows? By 3:30, he might get it. I got him in for 3rd nonetheless, and 9 Woomera for Wendy Roach. Got a nice team of horses, and he's a lovely, smart missile, this horse. Wouldn't be surprised to see him race well either. But again, a pretty handy field. They'll struggle to beat Rugenbrow if it gets even luck, Sean. 7349, mate.
Okay, we've got a full field in race 5 for Duchess. Now, the Tote favourite here is number 4, Duchess Moshe at 340, 3 Landmine, 380, 2 Dylan's Diva, 550, number 8, Lasting Shadow at 7, 1 Ribs at 8, and then $11 or longer.
Yeah, I'm with the Joseph Jones camp here, and Bobby Alyssa, 4-2-3-1 for me. Duchess Moshe, all the form around her has been very, very good. Her only try at the 14, she was pretty good behind Zafina, and she was just unlucky to run into Oso Hazy and simply striking, but she boxed on quite well that day. So, look, she's drawn outside them all, but, look, she's got enough tactical speed to put herself somewhere here. So I'm going to go Duchess Moshe on top here. Dylan Steve, I think, has it put right on the tool. Both its runs for Nick Oliver been really good. And happy birthday to you, old Nick. Oh, 45 today.
Yeah.
So you're entitled to train at least one winner on your birthday, and he's got some good chances all day. This is certainly one of them, Dylan Steve. I think from the gate, it's going to give itself every chance here. Look, Landmine with form out of the maidens. It was just run down by Zara Volante. Had a bit of a tough run there, and it didn't have much go its way last time either when it beat Laughing or Crying. It's got the inside barrier. I don't know whether that will help it. It might, but maybe get some nice cover. Ribs, I thought, was probably best of the rest, Sean. But, look, I like Duchess Moshe here. 4-2-3-1. Don't mind the Quinella either, mate.
Do you reckon Nick Oliver is 45, or do you think he might have wound the clock back a bit?
Well, Sean, when we get to our vintage, you think everybody's young.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind selling up at 45.
Check his teeth today. That way we'll know his age. Now the 6th, pull out number 6, Only Choice, 9, Cherokee Warrior, 11, Bennelong Dancer, 13, Lawton Joseph, 14, Solo Gypsy, 15, Chew Toy, and 16, Zorba. 2, it's Fate Accompli, 310, 5, Critical Touch, 440, 7, Social Pirate, 550, 12, Goldmine, 7, number 10 is To Honour, is $8, 8, Attainment, $8.50, after that, you know, $14 or better for the rest of them.
Sean, this is probably the most open race of the day, and I've gone with potential only here. 2, 8, 12, and 5. It's a fait accompli on top for me. Was terrific last preparation. I've always been in this horse's corner. I know he didn't fire first up in 2 attempts, but he was a boy then. I think he'd come back a fully mature racehorse this preparation. So Dave Blundell on his home track and Matty Carl in the saddle. He's got a nice gait. I'm going to go with It's a Fait Accompli. It's a Fait Accompli this time in. I'll go with it on top. But plenty with a chance around it, Sean. Look, Attainment, again, a horse I was expecting we might get a bit of give in the ground, but its run was terrific in the highway last time beyond O Lordy. Look, he couldn't make it into the Snake Gully Cup with him, Toddy Smart, but this might be a good little something to fall back on, put it that way, a benchmark 60. I'll go with it as the main danger, Rory Hutchings and Todd Smart here. 12, I put into the Tips Gold Mine. I think she was pretty good down there first up at the Sapphire Cup. I think the 1400 is going to suit this for sure, and it's drawn nicely as well, gets in well at the weights also, and 5 Critical Touch with Paddy Claim. He's been super consistent. He'd be up there on the pace somewhere all the way, Sean. But look, there's chances outside. The one that frightens me is Corona. I haven't got it in the tip. And look, Bondo's shooting for 3 in a row. Benno's Boy, it's a very, very good race. And the horse from down at Gosford, Social Pirate. So, mate, this is the toughest race of the day. I'd be going wide in the quaddy, punters. 2, 8, 12, 5, Sean.
Okay, now we've got the Forex Gold Snake Gully Cup Race 7. We put a line through 2, Ziganui, 7, So Skilled, 11, Ruthless Agent, 16, As Bad As Tyson. 9, Mercurial Lad is $4.40, 10, Pittsburgh, $4.60, 1, Bringer Secret, 6, 15, Up Trump, $7.50. Then you can have $10 or longer for the rest of them.
Yeah, well, I'm with the rest of them with the, I'm with Rock on Zariz here, Sean. 12, 9, 10, and 1.
Yeah, $10 pop.
$10 about is pretty handy. Look, you've got to not only be a tip, you've got to be a weatherman in some of these situations. If we get a little bit of rain and the track ends up soft, that's what I was doing the form on last night and this morning. It hasn't eventuated yet, and her best form is definitely on the soft rock on Zariz. I've always had a bit of time for her, Sean, but I thought she was disappointing on a few of those good tracks earlier on. But she got plenty go her way last time. A beautiful ride from Carly, got her home last time. But she'll get back in what will be a fast-run race. I'm going to stay with a $10. I'll go Rock on Zariz, mate. Look, the stable, mate, I've given the Joseph Jones yard to Cornella here. Mercurial Lad out of that stand saddler last time. His run was terrific. He got softened up to the hilt, Sean, the whole way. And, look, whether he gets down Gundagai is another thing. He can do a little bit wrong. I think they've got him on track at the moment. And Kayla's had a little bit to do with him, Kaylin is, but he's won on him a couple of times prior to that. Well, three rides on him for 2 wins in a second. So he'll be right up there making his own luck, and he's got plenty of ticker as well. Look, obviously, this improving horse, Pittsburgh, look, just don't know what to say about him. He looked like he was in a little bit of trouble getting a run in a Class 2 at Coral. As soon as they opened up, he just went bang, and he had 61.5 to boot. He'll think there's a pimple on his back today with 54.5. He's got gate one. He brings a real X factor into the Snake Gully Cup here. And then you've got Bring a Secret with all the class about him in the world. As long as the driver track stays, the better chance he has. He could cart the 58.5 with the right run and beat these for Nick Olive on his birthday. So, mate, it's a very, very interesting race. And you've got the emergencies that have both got all of them. American Time, Colotta, Up Trump, not without a chance. Mate, it's a fabulous race. So, initially, I was with Ziganui, but he'd come out of it. So it's a great race. It's growing every year, the Snake Gully, and now $70,000 race. And no wonder it's such a good field. But the winner might not be in these tips here, Sean. 12, 9, 10, 1, mate.
Yeah, great race. We look forward to it. Now, the 8th, the Flying, and we take out 6 out of time and 13 Aussie James. 3 Foxtails, 3.30, 1 Lake Lugano at 5, number 11, Canterrupt is $6. 2 Wonderbolt at 9, 7 Nickoff 11 with 9 Levy Bank and 10 Lock the Doors. Zoo Magic number 5 at 12, then 16 or better.
Sean, this is a cracker finish off, and this frightens me as well. 11, 3, 2, 9. I'm going to stay with Canny Rupt here. I like his last start win when he ran down Forever New York, of course. I like him at this tip. I think this is his pet distance. He's tried him a little bit further than the 1,000 in the past, but this suits him down to the ground. A lot of pace, and I like the gate for him. He's not too close in and he's not too close out, but he's in great form, and his record suggests he's a nice horse. I'm going to go with him on top, but there's not much in it. The Foxtail, he's going to look the winner somewhere, Sean. He's a very nimble little fellow. He comes out of that race on Everest Day, is what I'm trying to say, beyond Grand Condo, who's beaten just over a length and a half there. He'll ping and go, 55 on his back. He's going to be right there somewhere again, Nick, on his birthday. 2 for third here, 1 to Bolt first up. He can run a nice race, this fellow, here and there. and I think this suits him down to the ground here. And I've put Levy Bank in for fourth here, Sean. All the form around her is really good. And again, I like her at the 1,000 with the pace on. So, look, the one that frightens me is the top weight, Lake Lugano. He's got a fabulous record, this horse. 8 wins from his 15 all in the Central West. He's got a wide gate and a big weight, but it might not be too bad by the last. The problem is he gives a stack of weight to all of them. So, not much room for error. You got the right man in Matty Carl, the satellite. I haven't got him in the tips, but he's certainly a chance. A really good sprint race. Marty Hay will be there as, of course, part owner of Single Gaze. So great to see a race named after him. I hope he can back the winner as well. 11-3-2-9, the lucky last. John?
All righty, on Snake Gully Cup Day, what's your best, John?
We're going to go race to number 2, Forever New York, Sean, to sit back off them and steam home down the outside. We'll make a scene just looming at the little before the little dog leg, the dummy straight there. I think he can put these away. Race 2, number 2. Got to give a good mention to Rugenbrow in race 4, though, Sean. I think it'll be well fancied also. But we're going to go race 2, number 2, mate, and I'll be in the yard. Don't know what type of weather to expect. It's a little bit of everything, I guess. But hopefully I can find a couple of winners for those at home, mate.
Good on you, John. We'll hear you later on.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks a lot. John Scores there. Now, we're going to run through Canterbury Scratchings, but we've got to advise you up front and be honest. Due to technical difficulties with Racing Australia, the finalisation of scratchings for tonight's Race Media Canterbury Park has been delayed. So I'll give you what we've got. There may be more to come. At this stage, Overcast, The Rail True, and it's a good 3. Now, the scratchings at the moment for Canterbury tonight are Race 1 is clear, Race 2, pull out 6, Chilli Beauty, number 6. 3 and 4 clear at this stage, Race 5, 6, Malago comes out, number 6. 6th event, put a line through 1, Liberty Island, 2, Var Var Veni, 12, Spinning Gold, 13, Galaxy Warrior, 1, 3, 12, 13. Race 7, put a line through 3, Old Man Sam, 5, Knit and Pearl, 6, Lancelot, 11, Fly Forward, 3, 5, 6, 11. At Race 8, scratch 2, Screamer, and 4, Waking Moment, 2 and 4. No riding alterations. They're the scratchings at this stage, but there are technical difficulties with Racing Australia, so there may be more to come. But that's all we can give you at this stage. Right on 10:30 at Sky Sports Radio, let's update news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Making headlines in sport. Australian selectors have announced their 13-man squad for their first Ashes test. Cameron Bancroft has replaced Matt Renshaw as opener, while Tim Payne has secured the wicket-keeping spot. WA's Sean Marsh is back in the squad as Australia's number 6, and the backup bowlers are Jackson Bird and Chad Sayers. And the Australian Women's Ashes T20 will take place tonight at North Sydney Oval. Manly Sea Eagles coach Trent Barrett has re-signed for a further 2 seasons, while former Cronulla CEO Lyle Gorman is the club's new CEO. The Kangaroos will take on Samoa tonight in the World Cup quarterfinal in Darwin, and the Gillaroos won their World Cup opener yesterday, defeating Cook Islands 58-4. Adelaide United defeated Central Coast Mariners 2-1 last night, while round 7 of the A-League continues tonight with Brisbane Roar hosting Melbourne City. And round 7 of the NBL continues as well tonight with Brisbane Bullets hosting Perth Wildcats. And the Kings are still sitting at the bottom of the ladder after being defeated by Illawarra Hawks last night. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ is brought to you by the Tab app. Proudly made by punters for punters. Gamble responsibly.
At Bing Lee, purchase any 4K TV 55 inches and above and get a bonus Bing Lee gift card worth 10% of the value of your purchase on the spot. Only at Bing Lee until Sunday. See binglee.com.au for details.
New Zealand Bloodstock's Ready to Run sale is the leading sale of its kind in Australasia. The source of a massive 110 stakes wins and 12 individual Group 1 winners of 19 Group 1 races.